And again, Kathy Dawes, along with outgoing Manhattan Ogden USD 383 school board members Pat Hudgens, Aaron Esterbrook, Marsha Roselle, 537-1350 if you'd like to join us. And, of course, we've talked about some of their thoughts, and they've reminisced quite a bit. I know, Marsha, you had mentioned people need to get out and vote.
Absolutely. I mean, I know some people just have the school district school board members to vote on, but many of those that, of course, live in Manhattan have the city commission as well as the sales tax initiative. And, you know, it really is important to get out and vote. This is the change that the legislation made from typically having April elections for school board to now having November. And obviously it's a non-presidential election year, but we still need people to get out and vote. Show that it matters to your community what you want done. And that sales tax initiative tells us that. So it's very important to understand that the sales tax initiative is a replacement tax, that the one tax has been sunsetted. It will end March 31st, and that this new sales tax that's asked on the ballot would start on April 1, and it would go towards building two gymnasiums, one at Anthony, one at Eisenhower, and then, of course, Seco Park renovations as well as trails. And so it's very important for the community to tell us what they need, what they want, what matters to them.
And Pat, you know, maybe some of your thoughts on this upcoming election. And there's some board candidates to choose from this time.
Yes, we've got four ladies running for school board, which is exciting to have four people running for three seats. And it's our three seats. And it's exciting to be able to combine that election, as Marsha mentioned, with the city commission, because we used to be almost a standalone in the spring. And it made it difficult for voters to think about it. So I say get out and vote, get out and vote, get out and vote as well. I'm excited to see three new people step up. Those people have been very involved in our meetings, and a few of them were able to come to the retreat as well. So the ladies that are looking to run, that are running now, seem to be very involved in trying to get a jump on what's ahead of them. So that's exciting.
And Aaron, you know, I'm guessing you would concur too. And you had mentioned when we were during break that there has been a little bit of activism in the Manhattan community when it comes to school funding and some of those things too. So
sure. And I'm excited to see that there, at least on the board, there'll be more women. Women seem to be able to get things done, I guess, in my experience on the board. So I do agree that they are able to. We have great candidates coming on to the school. And just on the sales tax issue, too, I wanted to mention that those gyms are critical. And we talked about capacity earlier, but either way, we're going to be probably headed in that direction as a district. So there's two ways that taxpayers can address this, either through sales tax or through property tax. And those folks that are more interested in using sales tax and having other people that come into our community for this K-State games or just traveling to chip in and help out and pay for those gyms, I think that's one path, and that's why you need to really study the issue. Otherwise, it'll fall back onto property owners later on down the road, because either way, we're going to be building something over there at the middle schools, and I think it's one way's a little smarter than the other, but I'll stay out of that for now.
I know that Dave and I have been talking all morning. One of the lead stories in Associated Press this morning is that meeting in Topeka. Apparently, lawmakers expected to form a committee to begin work on a response to the state Supreme Court order directing them to boost spending on public schools, and be interested to see how that turns out. I know even the mental health task force that I sat in on last week with the city commission, the one thing that all five legislators warned them is we've got to fund schools first. So I don't know, Aaron, some of your thoughts.
Well, and you mentioned the activism. I think that has grown, and that's one of the things that I've been most proud of not just our community, but statewide. And I was involved with the Kansas Association of School Boards and seeing the different school board members across the state get activated, I guess, and stand up and try to educate the legislators across the state, along with the governor's office, about how things work, because it is complicated in a school district. It's easy for somebody to say that that we're not using the funds correctly, but they can never explain how that is happening. So it's really difficult, and I'm just thrilled that the legislators have been able to listen the last year, and primarily the ones that weren't listening have been replaced, and I think that's message that needs to go out to anyone that still isn't listening to their local school board members and superintendents about how schools work is that the parents and the educators across the state are united in a way that shows that turns up at the election box, where we will find people that will listen and will take our issues. The other thing about this meeting in Topeka, it's the courts did rule that it wasn't adequately and equitably funded. So this it's good news that they're meeting, because in the past, the governor last year when this happened, the governor just refused to do anything. He said this is the legislator's problem. He could have made allotments earlier. He could have fixed things during the non-session, and he just sat on it. So the legislators have taken initiative. They're having meetings when they're not supposed to. And I think that we have a lot of people across the state on that committee and leadership that are going to try to get this resolved as quickly as possible. The other problem is that we have a change in the governor coming at any moment. So a lot of the direction and leadership is going to fall on the shoulders of the current Lieutenant Governor Collier, if he's willing to sign it, because there's a big difference between overriding a veto and passing something with a simple majority. And it would be a lot easier if we could just do the simple majority and get things to the court so they can decide if they're equitable and adequate earlier.
Marsha, are you optimistic at all? If you had a crystal ball or a little bit of cynicism?
Cynicism, just because I know where our state is and the funds that we have. You know, I mean, it's great to say we should fund it, but where does the money come from? You know, we know that a lot of the KDOT money has been allocated elsewhere, and we know that, you know, the tobacco tax has been thought about. You know, it's just, where does the money come from when we don't have it in the coffers? And so that's the hardest part. I smile thinking about when I listen to Aaron talk, because I remember when we all got elected, it was Aaron and the women, because it was all city commission and school board members besides Aaron that were women. So that was obviously a thing that the community said that they supported. So,
Pat, anything you're wanting to add on this subject? We probably ought to go ahead and start wrapping up if you have some final thoughts.
Final thought is to continue to thank our teachers, our administrators, our bus drivers, and everybody for the morale to stick in there and to keep getting our kids to school and keep educating them in spite of the legislator. Thank you for doing that.
Well, Aaron and Kennedy, is it?
Yeah, Kennedy's she might be able to run for governor, but she can't run for any office other office currently. So my only thought is we have a great district. We have people that care about kids, and it's just been a privilege to be part of them and see how that really translates across the state. We have it part of our state constitution. It's a value, and it's kind of the base of Kansas to me, and we bring people from all over the country to be part of our schools for a reason.
Yep. Marsha?
It has been a privilege to serve this community in a way by sitting on the school board. And I know none of us here at the table today are going to stop serving.
That's right.
I know we're all going to still be a part of it, just not the voting piece. So, it's been a privilege.
Well, don't be strangers. Stop by any time.
Thank you.
Well, again, thanks to the three outgoing Manhattan Ogden USD 383 school board members for being here today, but also for their service. Marsha Roselle, Pat Hudgens, Aaron Estabrook will take a break. Manhattan Rotary Club and also the Kansa Rotary Club will be represented today, going to be talking about one Rotarian, one tree. You're listening to In Focus.